Welcome, folks, to today's Encore Show. It's Labor Day 2022, man. And we got one from the month of September of last year. This is one that I think I seem to remember just concocting during the pre-show. Jason J. Delmonico is the son, as you know, of Margaret and Frank Gray. He's a child actor. Margaret seems to think his big break came during a Burger King commercial. I don't know. I can't attest to that. But on this particular show, Jason J. Delmonico sings. Yes, he sings. He sings some of the hits of Johnny Mathis. So you got to hear this to believe it. And even then, it may not be possible. Also, Bob Green is getting hair plugs. You can't miss that. Let's check it out now, folks. From September of last year, it's Jason J. Delmonico and Bob Green, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Good day to all of you. I'd like to present my son, Jason J. Delmonico. That's right. My son, I'm Margaret Gray, Jason J. singing the great Johnny Mathis classic, Misty. Come on in, Jason.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand, I get misty just holding your hand.
Yeah.
Stop it, Frank.
Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music that I hear. I get misty the moment you're near.
Yeah, Jason.
You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost?
Yeah.
That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love.
Lang Delton on the orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Way to do it, Jason.
Thanks a lot, Dad. I have to go tinkle, though. Frank, it's picking it up on the microphone.
Sorry. Son.
I gotta tinkle.
I know you have to tinkle. Hold on.
Ow, 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 ow. What's his story?
He says he's got to go tinkle.
You're going to have to hold it, Jason. You.
On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never rowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I am too misty and too much in love. Look at me. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna tinkle. All right, let's go tinkle.
Thank you. Thank you. That was my son, Jason J. Delmonico, singing the great Johnny Mathis classic, Misty.
I got a tinkle.
I heard you the first time.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Today's guest will be Bob Green, as he's giving away celery.
What is that supposed to mean?
Phil, play it back to him.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the announcement.
All right, I'm sorry. Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What's the story with Jason J.?
I'm sorry?
What's the story with Jason J. Delmonico? I know that you wanted him.
Phil, this is you. I knew. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, Phil. Don't give me the yeah, Phil. You guys know exactly what I'm asking. What's the kid doing here?
Oh, my God. You said it was all right.
God damn, Phil.
I know I said it was okay. Well, then what's your problem?
I'm hearing him sing. I didn't know why. I'm sorry, Margaret.
My name isn't Margaret. My name is Margaret.
I understand. I'm sorry that I came on as rough as I did. What I'm saying is...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Apology accepted.
Okay. The reason why the kid... General, I'm talking to Margaret, if you don't mind.
Jawohl, mein Hauptmann. God damn. God damn, Mr. Henry.
What is it with you guys with the tender ass all of a sudden? I don't understand that.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. With the whole God damn.
I'm trying to help out, and you lied into me.
I didn't lie into you, man. I'm talking to her.
Who's her?
You.
Who's you?
Margaret.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to leave and come in again.
Good idea. Hey. How about that, bud? You like that? Yeah.
You're weird, man. You know that?
Yeah, that's me. Now, what the hell was that?
It's a foghorn. It's foggy tonight.
Anyway, Margaret, I apologize. I didn't know that you were bringing Jason J. Delmonico on to sing. I knew that he was going to come on and do something from his school.
Yes, he sang at the talent show.
He's got a beautiful voice. Fantastic voice.
Then what's the story?
The fact that the kid needed to go to the bathroom. Do you understand that I've got cops, parent advocates, all kinds of people listening?
Wait, hold on. Before you go a step further, don't you dare accuse me of abusing my child.
I'm not doing that at all.
Then what are you saying?
Yeah, this I gotta hear. Hey, I thought you guys were going out and coming in again.
Yeah, I just came back in.
I brought Jason J. on to sing,
and I heard the kid say that he had to go tinkle.
Where is he?
Where's Frank? I'm right here. What are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your wife, too. Where's Jason?
Well, that's none of your concern, Mr. Henry. She's out in the car waiting for her father because I'm about to take her home. She's got football practice. All I'm saying, Frank...
Frank, he's saying we're abusing Jason J.
Watch out, pal. Let me tell you something. You think I abuse my son? She's the apple of my eye. I understand. I'm just saying I heard the kid say that he needed to go tinkle or something.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Then why didn't you let him?
Because he was in the middle of the song and I told him to hold it. Big wow.
Yeah, well, technically, I got to see Mr. Henry sign it. Technically, that is, abusing a kid and everything.
Oh, my bare ass. Are you guys kidding me or something?
Margaret, look, I love you. You're my wife. Get a load of him. He wants to show his rear end of the world. I don't want that to happen because there'll be a million guys come out of the wood.
Thank you very much, Frank, for your flattery. Is that what you're trying to say, that I'm abusing my son?
No, I'm not. Let's drop it, okay?
That's the baby.
The fact is, I heard the kid when I'm driving in. Actually, I was already here. I was in the room there getting coffee.
The room there? You mean the kitchen?
That's right, the kitchen. And I hear the kid go, I gotta go tinkle. Jason J., hold on. Is this the microphone here?
Yes.
Jason J.
Get back off of it.
Jason J. Delmonico, my son, said that she needed to go tinkle. And that's completely understandable. Now, she was in the middle of the beautiful Johnny Mathis. What's the guy?
Johnny Mathis, Frank, for Christ.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of the beautiful Johnny Mathis song. And then she said, I got go tinkle, which is code. That means to a parent that
the kid's got to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, get a load of bright eyes here.
Frank, it's not rocket science.
All right. So the kid needed, and so I said to the kid, as you heard her mother say to her, you have to wait, and I heard what he said, you have to wait until the song's done.
I know, Frank, but you know, if the kid needs to go to the... Never mind.
Look, this is a young man entering high school. A middle school football phenom now entering high school. You think this kid is in a pair of diapers and is walking around going, ooh, I messed it. Huh? You think that's it?
No, Frank. We only think that about you.
Thank you. Now, hey, wait a second. Is that an attempt? Is that a stab at humor by him?
All right. Thanks very much, everyone.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'll never bring it up again.
Don't be a little boy about it, Phil. Does that mean Jason J. doesn't get to come back on at the end of the show and sing, it's not for me to say?
Are you kidding? That's what we got this guy...
Yeah, Mr. Turner, you agreed to it.
Phil, I heard you say, we'll open and close with Jason J. singing Johnny Mathis's best hits.
Ha ha! Yeah, right.
You did... Don't start laughing and pretending like you didn't say what you said, Phil.
Okay, if I said it, I said it. All right.
I don't recall it.
Yes, he did, Frank. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Frank and Margaret. Thank you very much. And Jason J., wherever you are.
I'm not here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just went tinkle a little bit. I feel good now.
She's feeling fine. She's feeling fine on cloud nine, yeah.
Frank's gonna sing that later.
How about right now? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, you're the one that said...
Might as well let him do it.
Hey. Ooh. 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 Bum, 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 bum. Ooh. Yoo-hoo. I like yoo-hoo. Yeah. Childhood part of my life was very pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept 10 other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or sleep, a room to sleep. It was hard times, needed something to ease my troubled mind. Yeah. Listen. My father didn't know the meaning of work. She disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took to cloud nine. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm Frank Gray on cloud nine. Jesus, Frank. Listen one more time. I'm doing fine. Way, way up here on cloud nine. Yeah, folks down there tell me, they say, give yourself a chance, son, don't let the life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race, where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie. Listen, ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night. I'm doing fine on cloud nine. Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you wanna be. You ain't got no responsibility. Cloud nine. And every man is free. Cloud nine. And you're a million miles from reality. 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 Upper, 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 and higher, higher, higher. I'm way high. I'm getting high. I'm way, way up there on Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine.
I want to say I love the life I live. And I'm gonna live the life I love up here on cloud nine. I'm riding high on cloud nine. Yeah, you're as free as a bird in flight. There's no difference between day and night. It's a world of love and harmony. You're a million miles from reality. Reality, I want to say upper, 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 up, 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 and away. Oh, you can be what you want to be. You ain't got no responsibility. Every man in his mind is free. You're a million miles from reality. You can be what you think you are. If you think you're something in a jar. If you think... Is that it?
That's it, Frank. Thank you.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what was the meaning of that? What do you mean, what was the... I was doing Cloud Nine, man. I'm doing fine on Cloud Nine.
Frank loves that song. Loved it then. Loves it still.
Well, that's the Temptations song. Yeah, yeah, the little bit. Jeez. Good for you to catch up, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, even I did that.
I'm letting people in the audience know. It's a Temptation song. Sorry. Cloud Nine from 19 what? I don't know, 1976. I don't know. Anyway, that was Frank. Thanks a lot, Frank. You're looking at me like I'm something you pulled from inside of a pipe that's been dead for a week. Forget it.
Thank you, Frank. And take Jason home.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to...
Just get out the door, Frank.
Don't push me.
Just get out.
Thank you, Frank Gray and Margaret. Thank, well, Jason, is he still here?
No, he's going home with his father.
Well, he'll be back in time.
Yes, he'll be back in time to sing Johnny Mathis, it's not for me to say.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Everybody, don't forget, tonight it's going to be the chat. It's going to be the Facebook chat where Phil... We'll talk to you and chat with you if you're a BSP. And also, he'll be interviewing a famous BSPer, somebody who's involved in our chat, and someone who is on a chat every week and someone everybody knows. So tonight, Phil will be talking to another famous BSP. Yeah.
Who's that?
Leah.
Leah. Oh, yes. Leah, goddammit.
That's tonight at the chat at 7 p.m. Pacific on a world-famous Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. Yeah.
So I was told not too far in advance, and I'm not trying to be a smartass, but that happens to be the fact, that Bob Grain from Fraser Foods was interested in making an appearance on the program. Bob, I'm always happy to have you on. We haven't had you on for a while, because I generally only have you on when you're, you know, having some in-store promotion or you have some sort of issue that you're dealing with there in Buena Park. Bob Grain from Fraser Foods. Bob, how are you?
Very good, Phil. Thanks for having me on the program. I do appreciate that. And I did talk to young Mr. Dickman, informing him, and I'm very happy to inform you, Phil, that today, September the 10th, it's a day before the country remembers the tragic events of 9/11. But I thought today would be a great day that we'll do the Phil Henry Show special at Fraser Foods, and because you've been on a diet and you've expressed interest in hummus, Phil, that we are putting on sale today, Phil Henry celery, so you can get some celery. And when you go over to our bin, if you come to Fraser Foods, go over into the produce section and look for the celery bin, and then take it over to the checker and say, I'm buying this for Phil, this is the Phil Henry celery, is basically what you have to do, and we'll give you 10% off the celery today.
Isn't that wonderful, Bob?
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that very much.
Right, and that'll be, again, all day today at Fraser Foods in Buena Park.
So if they go over to Fraser Foods and they... You're driving right now.
Yes, I am. I'm driving. And
where are you headed to?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this. I'd rather not say. I have an appointment someplace.
Are you getting hair plugs?
No, I'm not getting hair plugs. And if I had told you, Mr. Dickman, that I was getting hair plugs, and I also told you to please not to say anything about it on the air, and then you went ahead and did say that I'm getting hair plug.
Were you not supposed to say anything, Bud? Were you not supposed to say anything?
Mr. Green probably asked you, why did you say anything to him, Bob?
He said to me, Mr. Green, how's the hair system? And I blurted out.
You blurted out that you're actually going to get hair plugs. So the hair system that you had.
No, the hair system that I had, nothing. I'm going to get hair plugs as an augmentation to the hair weave that I have, which is my hair. It is a hair system. You know what? I'm so sorry I got out of bed this morning.
Bob, let's just forget that it was ever said.
Oh, okay, let's forget it was ever said. I'm on a Henry Show here, and I don't know how many people are listening to it right now. 5, maybe even 10 people. And
that's right, Bob, only 5 or 10, so don't worry about it, man. Only 5 or 10 people heard that you got hair plugs.
That's it, Phil. Keep repeating it until the whole world knows it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Green, you didn't tell me it was in confidence.
Yes, I most certainly... You asked me, do I still have the hair system? You know what? What's the point?
Okay, Bob, so you're going to get hair... So let's talk about it. Who cares? You're going to get hair plugs.
I staked my reputation on my hair system. To let... All right. Folks, this is Bob Grain from Fraser Foods. I've never lied to you. You know I have the best produce in town. I've got the best meats, the best poultry, the best of everything. International food section. We're particularly proud of that. We got all the Mexican stuff. Whatever it is, I've spent very little time in the store these days. But the fact is, and now, in keeping with that spirit of honesty and quality, I want you to know what a quality man I am. The kind of quality guy that manages Fraser Foods in Buena Park, and I've got hair. I've got hair.
You've got hair, Bob. Keep going.
I've got hair. You know, I have a hair system, as you know. And now I've got even more better hair. I have the hair system, and I'm going to have new hair.
You're getting hair plugs.
You're getting hair plugs. I was hoping, Phil, not to have...
Okay, Bob, look, I don't have to have you on the program. I mean, we can...
Look at you. You're canceling my advertising.
No, sir, I'm not doing that. I'm saying if it's embarrassing to you, we don't have to have you on the show. I apologize, but you're a big mouth. I should have fired you last week when I said I was gonna...
Oh, my God, nobody told me... Jesus!
I'm back. What's going on? All right, so we got Bob Green, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. It's Bob Green. I don't know if you heard, but Mr. Dickman violated my confidence by saying that I've gone over here to the Anaheim Clinic to get hair plugs.
I did not know any of that. I was outside dealing with my son and my husband. Are they okay?
They're fine, but Jason was a little bit upset because he needed to tinkle.
Well, I hope the boy has finally gone to the bathroom.
Yes, of course he has.
See, Margaret, that kind of stuff.
Phil, if you intimate one more time that I abuse my son...
I'm not saying that. I didn't know that the kid was going to be on the show singing that song, and then... So, Bob...
Kid had to tinkle. What are you people doing over there anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Henry's laughing all about it because he thinks it's funny.
Jesus Christ, Dickman, yo, Mr. Henry...
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at all of you cats, man. All right.
Good God, Phil. This is what you sounded like. I'm laughing at all of you cats, man. You know, Phil, you and that lingo, it puts me off.
I'm sorry it puts you off, Bob. Here's what I've got so far from you. And then we can deal with anything to deal with about Jason J.
No, Phil. I'm here for you. I'm here to co-host your show.
Well, not co-host. On the panel. Okay. So Bob Green is on, and he had confided to Bud that he's getting hair plugs.
Thanks a lot for repeating it. Oh, my God.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, man? The cat's out of the bag.
Thanks very much, Mr. Henry. You can hang up now.
Hey, Bob.
No, just hang up. Please, 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 please.
No, I'm not going to hang up. No, I won't.
Please.
No, I will not hang up, man. Now we're going to deal with this. Bob is getting hair plugs to augment the hair system that he has, which is a hair weave. Right, Bob?
It is my hair. And yes, it's a hair weave. I weaved my own hair.
You didn't weave it in. Somebody else weaved it in. Like, weren't there some Nicaraguan women that weaved it?
Nicaraguan women that weaved.
Is Bob okay? I don't think he is. Bob, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I'm pretty far... And to quote Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction, I'm pretty fucking far from being okay.
All right, well, I don't need this language. Thank you very much.
I apologize, Miss Gray, but I'm the one that's been violated. I'm the one that's had a ball gag put in my mouth.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and we'll take it from here. Good. Congratulations on the hair plugs. I hope they're successful.
Thanks a lot, man.
Phil, your laughter only makes it worse. Yes, I... Hey, did we hang up on him?
Yeah.
Then how come I can still hear his car?
Oh.
Shit. Bob Green, folks. Don't forget, go into Fraser Foods today and get the Phil Henry celery. Just go over and hold up a... What was it? Go over and hold up a bag of celery and say, this is the Phil Henry celery, and they'll give you 10% off. It's a pretty good deal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where's that, Phil?
At Fraser Foods today in Buena Park. Anyway,
So what?
I thought Jason J...
Yes, Jason J. Delmonico is in the car. Frank?
Yeah, we just came back. She tinkled, and now she's ready. Getting her ready for football practice.
I know. Jason J. has football practice later on. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason, come on in.
Okay.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I tinkled already, but I gotta get ready for...
Here's the song.
It's not for me to say you love me.
Good boy.
It's not for me to say you'll always care, but here for the moment I can hold you fast.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on, stop the music. I'm sorry. Stop the music. What did you do?
I cut one.
He cut one, Ms. Gray. I heard it distinctly.
Yeah, we know that. Did you have to stop the music?
Oh, boy. Open a window.
Sorry. Jason, if you have to go to the bathroom...
I'm fine. I was nervous when I cut it. Want to go back?
Just pick it up at the middle, you know, Jason?
What?
Pick up the middle of the song.
I don't know where we are.
Start all over again. Jesus H. Christ.
Mom, he said a dirty...
Phil.
Sorry. Go ahead, bro.
Bro?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my son, Jason J. Delmonico.
Yeah, the kid cut a fart that...
We've got it, Frank. Here he is with It's Not For Me To Say, Jason.
It's not for me to say you love me.
Yeah.
It's not for me to say you'll always care. But here for the moment, I can hold you fast.
Not a baby.
Shut up, Dad.
And... Frank, what are you doing?
Don't tell your father to shut up. She told me to shut up.
Come on, Dad.
You cut one. Okay, look, I'm going to have to break this up and...
Frank, it's as far as I...
Let me do it, Dad.
This is heaven. And don't you put your hands on me while I sing.
She's talking to her father.
That's right, Frank.
Perhaps my balled up fist will show with every passing day. I might plant it between your eyes, but then it's not for me to say.
Oh my God, she's threatening her father.
All right, Frank.
Yeah.
Mom, you want to dance?
Why, thank you, Jason.
Lady Dee Dee.
Get a load of... Well, look at the light steps on her.
Shut up, Dad.
Tell your father to shut up.
Frank, I'm telling you to shut up.
It's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Tell your father to shut up.
Bug off, Dad.
We're leaving now.
The Gray family's leaving, Phil.
Thank you. That's about as weird a show as I've ever been involved in my life. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but it's your show.
It may be my show, man, but whoever said that I don't call the shots around here. People just drop in whenever they want, do whatever they want, and then leave.
Yeah, but you're...
Uh-huh, yeah, what?
Nothing.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated. What's wrong?
What's with you?
Nothing, man, I'm fine. Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Don't forget tonight, 7 p.m. is the chat at philhenryshow.com, 7 p.m. Pacific. Be there!
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry about cutting it.
That's okay, Jason, that's right. Hey, Jason, we're late for football practice. This is Frank Gray speaking.